preparations, I'm sure, coming to a conclusion now for Sunday's game. Wonderful to be preparing for a county final. No doubt there's a lot of excitement within the club.
There sure is. Everybody's delighted to be in the final, and we're really looking forward to the to Sunday and the occasion that it is, Dara, and we're just putting the final preparations together for it now.
Talk to us, if you wouldn't mind, about last weekend's replay win against Fanna Gaels. I guess there was, you know, every time a game finishes in a draw, and a dramatic draw like that, you wonder, has one side left it behind? And, you know, we were hoping from afar it wasn't yourselves, and that turned out to be the case, that you know, you were very much the dominant force last weekend.
Yeah, I think maybe the first game, probably the first half, we would have felt we didn't perform at all. And maybe Fanna would obviously look at it and say that they put in a great performance, and which it probably was a case of the two in a way, because we ended 8-2 behind at half time. And the second half we played a lot better. And in saying that, we had chances. We missed a lot of chances in the second half, but when you miss three, you're glad of the fourth and injury time to go over the bar to draw the game. So you were happy to come out with a draw that day. And I felt that if we started right in the replay, that we would give ourselves a decent chance, and we did that. We got two goals in the first half, which really set the tone for us, and we were able to see the game out.
Well, in ways, just on what you're saying there, did the replay and earning that replay almost feel like a victory? So, given the position you're in, and the fact that you only pulled level right at the death.
Yes, definitely. It probably would have looked at it like that. We were happy going in, because at half time, I guess every player in the dressing room would have been saying, if we got a draw of this, we would be happy. And we were happy to get the draw and get another chance at it, because we felt we had more to put right in the second game, and we'd done that as well. So I was happy with the performance of the team in the replay.
Okay, so a great second half in the drawn match, a great first half in the second match. No question, however, that it's going to take a full 60 minutes and probably more against Milford on Sunday, though.
Without doubt. Division 1 team, in their second intermediate final in a row, is actually their third game, because they drew the first day last year out, and they were unlucky again in the replay. So they show great commitment, I suppose, to be back there again the following year, and as well to get into Division 1 and still fighting for their status in Division 1, which is a big achievement for a club going into Division 1's first season. So they're a well-drilled team. They're well committed, and they'll be hard to beat. But in saying that, I suppose Division 1 versus Division 3, you're going to the final, you're there, and when you're there, you always have a chance.
Absolutely, and they are a Division 1 team, and they've had a great couple of years, but at the same time, you know, this is a team that was playing Division 3 probably two, three years ago.
Well, that's right too, and they've probably evolved, and maybe a lot of younger players maybe have come into the squad as well, and they've worked hard together and to achieve what they've achieved, and they probably have a lot of experience now as well in the team, and in getting to those finals, it probably stands for them as well. So, look, we know we're coming up probably against the firm favourites, without question, and we just have to be ready for it.
And I guess the players can, you know, there's nothing for them to lose in that regard, John, if that makes sense. Obviously, it's a county final, and there's a huge amount at stake. But at the same time, they can play with a little bit of abandonment in terms of a lot of people looking in from the outside will favour Milford to get through.
Well, you have a point there, Dara. Yeah. I mean, if you look at it from any neutral point of view, they'd be saying Milford will win the game. And the players know that they have to perform at their level best to win that game. But as you say, you know, that they're not expected to win it. The pressure would firmly be on Milford to go out and perform on the day. So with our guys, won't carry that extra burden, all right, because they're going in there where most people don't give them a chance. So they're going looking forward to the game on Sunday, and we will see what happens there.
I just want to ask you very finally, John, have you enjoyed the year with St. Noel's? Obviously coming in new to the club, I guess, and new to a lot of the players as well, I'm sure. It was a different type of challenge and a different type of experience.
It was. I have enjoyed it, really, right up to this point. It's been great. The players have been excellent to work with, and the board have really worked with me in anything that I wanted to try and achieve with the players, and in terms of training and different things that we wanted to do. And I mean, I've got the full support from both the club and the players. And so far, to this point, I've had a really enjoyable year with them.
Well, the very best of luck on Sunday, and hopefully we'll be talking about a famous win come Sunday evening.
That'd be nice, Darragh. That'd be nice.
John, thanks very much for giving us your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you.